Welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today we're dealing with the subject called Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking, and we're doing part 7 of the 7-part series. It's the final recording of this message. The topic we're talking about today is a final word on the Kingdom Thinking and Not Single Thinking. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 to 13, Jesus speaking once again, he says, "In this manner, therefore pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, manifested by the demonstration of power and dominion, your will be done on the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forevermore." It's interesting here when you say, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." If we put the words in, "manifested by the demonstration of power and dominion." So let me read that again, verse 10. "Your kingdom come," in brackets, "manifested by the demonstration of power and dominion," close brackets, "your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." This is what the kingdom is all about, with the manifestation and the demonstration of power and dominion given by God to the believer in the name of Jesus and in conjunction with the Holy Spirit. Kingdom thinking is about co-laboring with God to establish his kingdom back on the earth and through the word of God together and the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, in whom there is all power and authority. And we see this in Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 to 20. The born-again believer is a new creation, and we see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, equipped with authority and with the anointing by God to do exactly what Jesus did in his ministry on the earth. And the believer has also been equipped with spiritual gifts, talents, and abilities for ministry as well as everyday living. Kingdom thinking is not based on where you were born into the earth, or by your mindsets that you have developed by your nationality, your religion, your traditions, or culture. It is to be based on the Word of God, what God says. God has given us the Bible or the Word of God to show us how to think as He does and to show us His ways of doing things. Often our nationality, our tradition, religious, cultural thinking will be the opposite and conflict with that of the Word of God. But we are encouraged to renew our minds by the word of God. We see this in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 to 6, and Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, and Romans chapter 12, verse 2. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, and says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God." As I close this subject, what's the challenge? The challenge is to change the way we think from worldly thinking, carnal worldly thinking, to godly thinking or spiritual thinking. From worldly, religious, traditional and cultural thinking to kingdom thinking. To be kingdom thinking and not single thinking. This is how we, the church, will establish God's kingdom on the earth. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.